following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, how you guys doing? This is Pastor David here with Friday's Refuge Daily. I am not in my house. As you can see, I'm in my office today, which is good, or I should say the shared office space, right? But I am excited to be able to bring just like a devotional thought to you guys. Kind of tripping out that it's already December. Some mornings feel like it, kind of hard to wake up because it's so cold. And then the next day is like, oh, hey, it's going to be 78 outside. And that's like, bro, this ain't December. What's going on here? So, but we're here. We're in it, right? We are in December. And I think one of the biggest things every single year, obviously, for us as believers, when December comes, there's this anticipation, there's this awaiting, there's this season that we're entering into. Of Christmas season, or some people in different, you might call it Advent, right? The waiting, contemplating the arrival of Jesus, his first coming, and awaiting his second coming. This idea of just awaiting the arrival. And so earlier on this week, I was just trying to get myself in the mindset, because sometimes it's a fight, right? You have to get yourself in the mindset of this season. And I came across this song, and you guys know the song, O Come, Emmanuel. But I came across this specific version of the song, and I actually encourage you guys to go check it out. It's done by The Piano Guys. So if you guys in YouTube type in O Come, Emmanuel, The Piano Guys, you're going to get this version. There's no singing. It's just a version of piano, and I think it's a violin. And it's like 5.5 minutes, and it is amazing. And as I was listening to this song, I really, really felt the Lord slow me down. And I think the only word that can come to my mind is I entered into like contemplation. My mind, my heart, my soul, everything kind of slowed down. And I just started contemplating as the music was playing this season that we're entering into. And I feel like the melody of that song just captures it's almost ominous in a sense, right? It's almost haunting, where it's like you listen to it and you hear sadness, you hear heaviness, and yet there's parts of the song that say, rejoice, rejoice. I'm actually going to read the lyrics right now because I feel like this is so appropriate for the season that we are entering into. It says, O come, you come, O come, Emmanuel. It says, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law and cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. A lot of kind of old words, you know, that are still here. But I feel like what I'm going to call the holy tension that is in this song. Recognizing the time, and it can be dark, and it can be gloomy, and it can be hopeless, in a sense, is kind of the demeanor, the tone of like, man, this is just heavy, and what is going on, and where is their hope? And even in the midst of that, there is this idea of rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, and the promise, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Now we know Emmanuel, if we were to look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, where it says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. The reason why I think this song is so awesome and timeless is it's not limited to, hey, we're going through, everything is up, everything's good, right? Everything's easy in life. It's like, no, the tone, the demeanor of this song is, man, it's somber. There's stuff that's happening in the world. There's injustices that are happening. But there's a point where you are determining in your heart to say, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, God with us. Now for us, since God has already come, he's already saved us. If you're a believer and you've repented and you've turned from your sin and you've placed your faith and trust in Jesus and have responded to the grace that he has given, right? We are his children. So the first coming has already happened, but there is a second coming that's going to take place, and we await with expectation. And we say the same thing, O come, Emmanuel, right? Come again, just like you promised, just like you said you would. I think for this season, for this time that we find ourselves in, there is a call to contemplate. The call to contemplation, I think, is the clearest thing that we got to do in this season. There's an invitation that Jesus gives really every single day, but I would just say especially during this time to slow down, right? This year has been crazy. This year has been nuts. Just when we think, you know, might get better, maybe it starts getting crazier again, right? We need to take this call seriously. This invitation that Jesus gives you and gives me to slow down. Like, we need to give ourselves the license to slow down. It's okay. It's okay to stop. It's okay to slow down and just to contemplate, to meditate what Jesus has done for you, what he has done for me, what he has done for your friends, what he has done for your family, just to slow down completely and contemplate this season in all it means. I think far too often, and maybe you found yourself in this spot too, but far too often we find ourselves where it's December 23rd, December 24th, and now all of a sudden we start getting in that Christmas spirit, whatever you want to say. We start contemplating, we start getting thankful, we start really thinking about Jesus, and we really start contemplating what he did thousands of years ago when he was born, and how he would bridge the gap from being creator and sustainer of everything, and how he would humble himself and become one of us so he could relate to us and redeem us back to himself. Right? We start thinking about those things on the 23rd and the 24th, or God forbid, even the 25th of December at Christmas morning, right? The invitation is for us today, right now, to slow down, to realize that people, you know, thousands of years ago looked forward to the hope of the Messiah coming, and we have seen that hope come. It's been realized already. Jesus has already come. He's already died on the cross. He lives within us, right? He intercedes for us right now. This is the hope of Christmas. It's amazing. You know, there's a psalm, Psalm 62. I'm going to read parts of it. And it kind of has this same idea of just meditate, slow down, contemplate Jesus, contemplate what he does. Psalm 62. Verse 1, for God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. And then verses 5 through 8. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. That last verse right there, I think, is where I want to close. Very interesting that a time of year when you were kids. For the most of you, Christmas is something you guys look forward to. It's exciting. It's family. It brings back, memories, you know, good memories. And, you know, but the more studies that are done, about Christmas around this time, for many people, it's very lonely. It's depressing. It's heavy. For a lot of you, it reminds you of the memories that you can't share anymore because there are loved ones who are no longer with you. There are relationships that have been severed. There have been heartaches. There are family members that are estranged. There's just so much. And on a season like this, and a holiday like Christmas, there tends to be those moments of reflecting on the heavy and the hard things. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, "Trust in Him, trust in God at all times. O people, pour out your heart before Him." God is a refuge for us. I hope this meets you where you're at right now. And I hope God, through the power of His Spirit, meets you right now where you're at with whatever it is that you're going through. Emmanuel, God with us, God with me, God with you. He sees you. I say this a lot. It's because my heart and my soul and my every part of me needs to be reminded of this. He sees you where you're at right now. He knows you. The fears, the insecurities, the longings of your heart, the desires, the things that you pray will happen that maybe have not come to fruition yet. He knows it. Do not let the enemy rob you of the invitation that Jesus is extending to you specifically. I'm not talking about your family. I'm not talking about your friends. I'm talking about you right now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to commune with God, to spend time with Emmanuel, the God who is with you, who died, who rose again, who's in heaven, preparing a place for you. That God is with you right now. Emmanuel, God with us. Family, I pray this finds you well. I pray this blesses you. I pray this encourages you guys. Don't miss out on the invitation that Jesus is extending you right now. Slow down. Pause. Contemplate. I love you guys, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.